Electric Hour presents Nelson Eddy. It's that pleasant hour for light and power. Brought to you by 160 business-managed electric companies, with Robert Ann Brewster in the orchestra, and starring Nelson Eddy.
Americans, we march along as we sing a song of freedom. Everyone's a real frontliner. In all the world, there is none finer. We unite to fight for liberty and victory on land and sea. There's a job that has got to be done, and we'll never give up till we've won. And men again are free. Till men again are free. We're from the east, we're from the west, from cities and towns and farms that are best. We're from the north, we're from the south, a nation from sea to sea. Our hands are strong, our hearts are light, we always win because we're right. We're young and brave, our spirit's free, Americans all are we. Americans, we march along as we sing a song of freedom. Everyone's a real frontliner. In all the world, there is none finer. We unite to fight for liberty and a victory on land and sea. There's a job that has got to be done, and we'll never give up till we've won. And men again are free.
Thank you very much, and hello, everybody. Till Men Again Are Free sums up the spirit and the cause that'll keep us going to victory and beyond. Tonight, again, our reception committee on the Electric Hour includes Gloria Scott, Robert Arm Brewster, and Frank Graham.
Any added attractions, Nelson?
Well, maybe an unusual human interest story or two, Gloria.
Which Nelson Eddy will tell us with practically no encouragement.
And why not, Robert? I haven't heard any better suggestions from you or Frank.
Well, there's always shortening bread.
Which Mr. Eddy would sing for us with practically no encouragement.
Let's get back to the story.
How do you find all those stories, Nelson?
Intuition for news, Gloria. Developed it years ago when I was a reporter.
Which Mr. Eddy will talk about with practically no encouragement.
I bet he won't answer tonight.
Now, why not, Frank?
Well, you see, Bob and I have asked a real newspaper man to be our guest on the program tonight.
A real newspaper man? A reporter coming here?
That's right.
Well, you're just kidding me, I hope.
No, we're not. His name is Bill Oliver.
Bill Oliver?
Mm-hmm.
Why should he want to come here?
Well, he said he wanted to ask a few questions, so we told him to come on over.
He probably wants to check up on you, see if you were really a reporter.
Well, couldn't you have told him I was?
Well, sure, but we thought we'd find out if you're a good one.
I'd like to embarrass me, would you?
Oh, no, we never think of that.
Now, you're not worried, are you, Nelson? Not old Scoop Eddy.
No, not worried. Not worried a bit. Not a bit. I just remembered a previous engagement.
Oh, I get it. You're trying to run out on it.
Which Mr. Eddy will do with practically no encouragement.
Look, but you can't leave now. We want to hear your next song. It's one that's often sung at recitals. Dardalo's My Message.
I send you red roses, and I know my heart went with them when I saw them go. They carried in their petals love for you. And yet, who sent the flowers? You never knew. Perchance you did not care, and they are dead. Their message and their meaning both have fled. though my soul went in their leaves to you, you never thought, dear heart, you never knew. I send you red roses, and I know when I saw them go, they carried in their petals love for you. And yet, who sent the flowers?
Tonight on the Electric Hour, Robert Armbruster and the orchestra have dipped into the opera Schwande der Dudelsackpfeifer. Now, that's a Czechoslovakian item, isn't it, Bob?
Yes, Schwande der Dudelsackpfeifer. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Schwande is a legendary scamp with a flair for playing bagpipes and for getting into trouble.
Well, playing bagpipes is one of the best ways I know for getting into trouble.
You'd think so, but anyone who heard Schwande just had to start dancing.
Oh, I get the idea. Jam his way into a jam and jam his way out again. At any rate, the modern Czechoslovakian composer Jaromír Weinberger has woven these elements of folklore and fantasy into an opera. And it's the polka from Schwande that Bob and the orchestra play for us now.
Nelson, you remember a movie a few years ago called Manpower? The stars were Marlene Dietrich, George Raft, and Edward G. Robinson.
I remember it very well. Raft and Robinson were electric linemen. Those fellows would hike up the poles and keep the electricity flowing.
That's right. And whether in movies or real life, those linemen do a whale of a job. They're combination carpenters and mechanics, civil engineers, acrobats, and electricians. Most men work with both feet on the ground. But these fellows hang 50 feet up, with one foot in heaven, so to speak. Their feet are held to the pole by two spurs of steel, which they call climbers. They work with long rubber gloves and other safety devices. Lines are often kept in service while they work. They call it working them hot. Around their waists are strong leather belts, which are partly for their support, partly to hold tools. The rest of their equipment is hoisted up to them by a rope. And they juggle all of it with their rubber gloves, which doesn't make it easy. When they accidentally drop a wrench or a hammer, they yell out, "Headache!" And you can bet your boots the ground crew scurries to get out of the way. Well, all of this is done to keep the headaches from you. Do everything humanly possible to keep your lights on, your radios playing, despite lightning, floods, or storms. Only men carefully trained and experienced can do this job right. Most of these men have had years of experience under the careful management of such companies as those which sponsor the Electric Hour. We take pride in the job that they do. Looks like we're really getting around tonight on the Electric Hour. A while back, Bob Armbruster had us in Czechoslovakia, and now we travel to Ireland. Back to Donegal, to be specific. And sure, it's a pleasure to hear it the way Nelson Eddy sings.
It seems like only yesterday I sailed from out of Cork. A wanderer from Erin's Isle, I landed in New York. There wasn't a soul to greet me there, a stranger on your shore. But Irish luck was with me here, and riches came galore. And now that I'm going back again to dear old Erin's Isle, my friends will meet me on the pier and greet me with a smile. Their faces sure I've almost forgot, I've been so long away. But my mother will introduce them all, and this to me will say, "Shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy, and here is your sister Kate. And there's the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbors and kiss the Colleen's all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal. They'll give a party when I go home. They'll come from near and far. They'll line the road for miles and miles with Irish jaunting cars. The spirits will flow and we'll all be gay. We'll fill your hearts with joy. The pipe will play an Irish reel to greet the Yankee boy. We'll dance and sing the whole night long, such fun as never seen. The lads will be decked in corduroy, the Colleens wearing green. There'll be thousands there that I never saw, I've been so long away. But my mother will introduce them all, and this to me will say, "Shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy, and here is your sister Kate. And there's the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbors and kiss the Colleens all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal. Meet Brannigan, Fannigan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McGuffy, Malachi, Mahone, Brabbit, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Dewey, O'Hooley, Modani, Malone, Madigan, Cadigan, Lanihan, Flanagan, Fagan, O'Hagan, O'Hooley, and Flynn, Shanahan, Manahan, Fogarty, Hogarty, Kelly, O'Kelly, McGinnis, McGinn. Shake hands with your Uncle Mike, my boy, and here's your sister Kate. And there's the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbors and kiss the Colleens all. You're as welcome as a flower in May to dear old Donegal."
That was Back to Donegal. And this is where Nelson Eddy starts to worry. Our guest has arrived.
Frank, can't you make some other arrangements?
Afraid not, Nelson.
Can't you put him off till after the program?
Oh, I couldn't do that. He's William E. Oliver, drama critic, reviewer, movie reporter for the Los Angeles Herald Express. And here he is, Bill Oliver. Bill, you said you wanted to ask Nelson a question or two.
Yes, I do, Frank.
Well, what sort of a question, Mr. Oliver?
Just one or two things I'd like to check up on, Nelson.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
There's one question every reporter in town would like you to answer.
What's that?
When are you going to sing Shortening Bread?
Hey, there's a switch. Most people ask him why he's going to sing it.
I came here to find out why he doesn't.
That all you wanted to ask me?
That's all, Nelson. Why don't you sing Shortening Bread?
Well, I'll tell you, Bill. Old pal, it's like this. I've sort of been waiting for the stack of requests to grow larger.
Yeah, you ought to see it now.
The stack?
No, the request.
Well, whoever sent you that request will be glad to hear it.
Not exactly. They asked me not to sing it.
And I thought Shortening Bread was your favorite hobby.
No. My hobby is reporting.
This isn't a gag, is it?
No. As a reporting singer, I always carry my pad and pencil with me.
Good idea. Never know where you'll find a story.
Now, you two reporters ought to get together and exchange notes.
You have a favorite hobby, Bill?
Yes, in fact, my hobby's singing.
Now, this isn't a gag, is it?
No. As a singing reporter, I always carry my music with me.
Good idea. Never know where you'll find an audience.
You two singers ought to get together and exchange notes.
How did you happen to become a singer, Nelson?
Well, I like music, and I discovered I had some talent in the singing line, so I thought I'd develop it. How'd you happen to become a reporter?
Well, I like to write, and I discovered I had some talent for journalism, so I thought I'd develop it.
Hey, these two men ought to trade careers.
How long have you been singing, Bill?
All my life. My parents were Welsh, so I come by it naturally.
Were you born in England?
Yes, I was, in Lancashire. Hmm. As a boy, I used to sing in the coal mines to entertain the miners.
Any professional experience?
Yes, I had once had a week at the Orpheum.
I see.
By the way, have you had any professional experience as a reporter?
Well, yes, on the Philadelphia Press.
How long?
A week's engagement.
Hey, these two careers ought to change men.
Anything you care to add for the record, Bill?
Not at this time.
All right, and I won't quote you. Thank you for the interview, Mr. Oliver, and now I've got to phone this story to the rewrite desk. Getting close to a deadline.
I understand, and I have to get along with this program. Can't run over, you know.
Practically every weekend, Bill Oliver appears at camps and convalescent centers to sing for the servicemen. One of their big favorites these days is a song called Good Night, Wherever You Are. And Bill sings it for us now.
Good night, wherever you are. May your dreams be pleasant dreams wherever you are. If only one little wish that I wish come true, I know that the angels will watch over you. Good night, wherever you are. I'll be with you, dear, no matter how near or far.
Very good, Bill Oliver. That was fine. I wish there was some way I might return the favor.
Well, there is a way, Nelson.
How? By writing a review or an interview for you?
No, by singing Shortening Bread.
Bob, we should never have invited this man to come here.
Don't worry, we haven't the music with us.
Well, it just so happens that I have a copy in my pocket.
Oh, it just so happens. I can't imagine you without a copy.
In that case, I don't see why you don't sing it.
Look, let's be fair about this thing, Nelson. Let's put it up to the studio audience.
All right. All those who do not want to hear Shortening Bread, say no.
No!
All right. Now, all those who do want to hear it, say yes. I demand a recount. Every week it's like this.
I understand now why you don't sing it. But still, I'd like to hear it.
Would you really, Bill?
Yeah.
Then I'll do it next week.
Promise?
Positive. Honest engine. Next week, Shortening Bread.
Wonder how I look conducting in earmuffs.
Don't anybody say we didn't warn him.
Well, I'll be listening, Nelson, and thanks a lot.
Not at all, Bill, old chum, and thanks for dropping in tonight. It's been a pleasure to have you with us.
Gloria Scott and Nelson Eddy now, singing a Jerome Kern favorite, It's You I Love, from Showboat.
Forever true.
fine fellow, I went my way.
Life was just a joke to tell, like a lonely fortune now. You're all again.
But I knew the joke was aimless.
Time was on, you live the gameless.
For you. Spot divine, and I kept wondering whether mine would come to me. You
are lost here in my arms, where you belong, and here you will stay.
Away. I want to stay after day with you.
Let's ask you ladies a point-blank question. Which would you rather have in your post-war home? A boudoir stocked with new negligees and perfume? Or a modern deluxe kitchen with all the latest electrical conveniences? Well, a recent magazine survey says the kitchen has it. Convenience wins by a mile. Mrs. America apparently has her post-war heart set on electric washing machines, automatic dishwashers, maybe even a power-driven pot polisher, because she wants to save her time and energy. Well, you're interested also in low prices for your electricity, so you can run all these time-saving appliances at low cost, just as you have in the past. For example, you've probably added many electrical appliances to your own home in the past 15 years, such as a radio, electric toaster, refrigerator. And while your electric bill may be higher than it was 15 years ago, if you're an average user of household electricity, you're getting just about twice the electricity for about the same money. And the third thing you undoubtedly want is continued, reliable service. Experienced planning, foresight, and management on the part of your electric company will see to it that Mrs. America's wishes are fulfilled.
I won't linger over an introduction to this song. It's probably familiar to everybody. Jeffrey O'Hara wrote it. Give a man a horse he can ride.
Give a man a horse he can ride, give a man a boat he can sail, and his rank and wealth, his strength and health, on sea nor shore shall fail. Give a man a horse he can ride, give a man a boat he can sail, and his rank and wealth, his strength and health, on sea nor shore shall fail. Give a man a pipe he can smoke, give a man a book he can read, and his home is bright with a calm delight, though the room be poor indeed. Give a man a pipe he can smoke, give a man a book he can read, and his home is bright with a calm delight, though the room be poor indeed.
fate at home, on land, on sea. Give a man a girl he can love, as I, my love, love thee. And his heart is great with a pulse of
Nelson Eddy will be back in a moment to tell you about next week's show. Your host for the Electric Hour at the same time each week, our 160 business-managed electric light and power company. Each is a separate operating company serving its own community. But they join to bring you this friendly music and these friendly talks about the electric business. And what business enterprise can do to build an even greater and more prosperous America. By the way, don't waste electricity just because it's cheap and not rationed.
Nelson Eddy again. Next week, Robert Armbruster, the orchestra, Frank Graham, and I will meet you once again on the Electric Hour. Our red-headed girlfriend, Frances McCann, will be with us, too. And as a special added attraction, Nelson Eddy's own colossal production, A Thanksgiving Turkey. It's a play based on the courtship of Miles Standish. Until next Wednesday, then, may happiness light your home and more power to you. Good night.
The Electric Hour comes to you from Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.